Studio Plus, where we chat about Chinese society as well as international events and stories.
Along China's expressways is an extensive road trip project that'll see reporters from a host of Chinese media traveling the length and breadth of the country to explore the history and changes that have shaped lives today. CGTN's Yi Qiu has been traveling along the Lanzhou Haikou Expressway, so let's find out what exciting experiences she's had during her journey. Hello, Yi Qiu.
Hi, thank you, Ningjing, for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Right, it's our pleasure to have you on this show. So, Yi Qiu, please, can you introduce yourself a little bit? I know you are known as Techie Rachel on Facebook, and you've got a large following globally. So do tell us a little bit more about yourself.
Yes, of course. Hey, guys, I'm Yi Qiu from CGTN, and you can also find me Techie Rachel on Facebook and Miss Wow on YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram. I'm mainly doing technology stories and what's life in China. I have 1.3 million followers globally, as you mentioned, and thanks to the two hot topics nowadays, that is China and technology. So I'm really honored that I can report the fast-growing development of Chinese technology, and I'm so grateful for the support of my overseas followers, Ningjing.
Right, that is indeed a very exciting area. So Yi Qiu, we've spoken to several reporters who've been traveling along different routes as part of the Along China's Expressways project. And since you are participating, can you give us an overview of this massive road trip project, especially the Lanzhou and Haikou Expressway, since you are there, and also your experience traveling along it?
Yes, of course, Ningjing. About the whole trip, the program Along China's Expressway started from April 6th, and our CGT reporter took road trips along China's extensive expressways and explored the fantastic countries throughout the journey. We took the trips from north to south, west to east part of China, including Xinjiang, Tibet, Gansu, Sichuan, Fujian, etc. I think the reason why we reported China's expressway is that it represents China's development throughout the years. And actually, there are lots of fun facts of China's expressway, Ningjing. Do you want to hear that?
Of course.
Yes. The fact number one is that China's first expressway, the Shanghai Jiading Expressway, is commonly referred to as Hujia Expressway, is opened in 1988. And that is China's first expressway. And also, China has 160,000 kilometers of highways. And that is the most in the world. And also, the four times the equatorial circumference of Earth. And for my own road trip, I chose the Lanzhou Haikou Expressway, but I mainly focus in Gansu province, and it has very diverse landscapes, including snow mountains, deserts, grasslands, Gobi deserts, etc. And the theme of my trip is technology, of course, and the infrastructures. So it was a very fulfilling trip.
Right, that's quite impressive. And I heard that the day the Shenzhou 12 crewed spacecraft was launched, you were in Jiuquan City. What was your mission there? It must have been something really exciting, I guess.
Yes, definitely, Ningjing. I'm so proud of China's space technology. Like earlier this year, I went to Jiuquan City to witness a rocket launch, and I was so touched by the spirit of China's aerospace people. Last week, during the road trip, I came back to Jiuquan again and filled with joy by the news of the successful launch of Shenzhou 12 manned spaceship. And it is the first time ever for Chinese astronauts to enter into our own space stations. And I think that is a good call on peaceful use of the space with international community. And the reason why I came to Jiuquan is because that there's a nearby city called Xinchang, where there's a Mars base. Can you imagine that?
Basically, wow, sounds really exciting.
Yes. So basically it can provide a simulated environment of the real Mars base. I mean, the land of the Gobi Desert looks a lot like that on Mars. So we launched a surprising challenge, living on Mars for a day with my partner, Ollie Barrett, who is also a YouTuber. And have you ever watched the movie Martian by Matt Damon?
Well, that was one of my favorite movies.
Really?
I love all the scene there.
Yes, it's so exciting. We actually plant the potatoes like him in the Mars base based in the Xinchang city of the Gansu province.
You did?
Yes. And we try to eat some high-protein worms. And we also try to use the three-color lighting to stimulate the sunlight. so that the photosynthesis will make the plants absorb the carbon dioxide and release fresh oxygen. And in theory, such carbon can provide most the oxygen for 5 astronauts living in the base. And we also carry some outdoor missions, and we wear some extremely heavy helmets and, you know, blow off the dust on the solar panels and to carry out some missions like that. And we also do some exercises, as Mars only has about 1/3 of the gravity comparing to Earth. So with no effort to doing things, muscles will shrink. So keep exercising is kind of very important for men living in the space. But the most importantly, why Mars? And according to our like one-day challenge on the Mars base in Jingchang City, I got a knowledge that Mars has the underground water resources. It has the atmosphere, it has 4 seasons, and lots of carbon dioxide, which can be transferred into oxygen. So if a human being wants to be like a multi-planet civilization, Mars would be a fine choice. So Ningjing, that is a very exciting trip and a very exciting adventure in the Dongqian City and the Jingchang City.
I can see that. You did have a very exciting day. I just can't imagine myself eating worms or doing some sort of exercise, a physical exercise, donning those very heavy space suit. I guess that must have been some very special experience. Sounds to me like a real science class. Well, yesterday you told me that you've seen something that looks very much like it's from a science fiction movie in the Gobi Desert, and it can generate clean energy. What is it? Do tell us now.
Yes, yes, indeed. During the road trip from Jiuquan to Dunhuang, there was a very surrealistic tall tower with a tremendous halo, like the eyes of the sky. So it is a solar thermal factory with a 261-meter tall tower and 420,000 of mirrors. So basically, it is like say goodbye to the polluting energy like fossil oil. China scientists are turning to the future, the clean energy from unlimited power source, the sun. So across China, nearly 10 trillion kilowatts of solar power hits the land every second. And that is a huge pool of energy treasure. And that is more than 3,000 times the output of all the power plants in the world. So can you imagine that? With an installed capacity of 100 megawatts, an 11-hour modern salt heat storage system, and a mirror field area of 1.4 million square meters, I think this is the world's largest solar power field of its kind. So I feel like walking right into a world of science fiction, as you have just mentioned. And from the Gate of Halo, you feel like you can travel through time or go into another world. And basically, how does it function is like it has 12,000 halo stakes, and each of them consists of 35 3.3 square meter mirrors. And they're creating a reflecting surface, and the mirrors can move every 10 seconds so that it can track the sound throughout the day. But how does that all the lights reflect to one accurate spot on the tall tower? The Chinese scientists actually designed a very smart algorithm to do that. The array can generate 2.4 million kilowatt hours of electricity a day. And first sunlight, then the form of heat, then the kinetic energy, and then the electricity. So, Ningjing, that is very eye-opening, and I think it represents the future, the clean energy.
Right. While you were explaining everything to me, I was very busy imagining everything in my mind. And I was thinking, wow, that truly looks like and sounds like some scenes from a sci-fi movie, very futuristic. Well, I do admit that, Ichio, you've got a really exciting trip along this expressway, and I would like to thank you for sharing with us your very exciting experience. Enjoy your journey.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
This podcast is brought to you by Studio Plus. You can find us on Apple and Google Podcasts, Spotify, or any of your favorite platforms.